Last week, a group of armed gold miners invaded indigenous land in northern Brazil and fatally stabbed Amira Wayapi, a leader of the Wayapi tribe. Amira Wayapi's murder is the latest instance of hostility towards indigenous Brazilians carried out under the presidency of Jair Bolsonaro. The Brazilian leader has openly antagonized his country's indigenous communities and has pushed to drastically increase development on once protected lands in the Amazon rainforest. Ernesto Londoño is the Brazil bureau chief for the New York Times, and he joins me now from Rio de Janeiro. Welcome back to the show, Ernesto.
Thanks for having me.
So what spurred this violence? I mean, what do we know about the invasion last week of the Wayapi land?
What we know is that for many years, miners and loggers and farmers have been pressing for broader access into protected areas in the Amazon. And this year, they're acting with a significant amount of political cover from President Bolsonaro himself. What we've seen is a rise in the kind of incursions that are happening in protected areas, national parks, indigenous territories, where miners and farmers and loggers are acting with a sense of impunity, a sense that the risk they're taking by violating the law and by entering these protected areas and turning a profit is pretty small, that they can get away with it.
Have the Brazilian authorities signaled any willingness to intervene, or is there the potential for more violence?
Well, after leaders in this area in northern Brazil provided the first accounts and said that this indigenous leader had been stabbed and his body had been dumped in the river following this incursion, there was a show of force. The National Police sent an elite police unit, and the federal agency responsible for indigenous rights also dispatched a team to try to gather the facts. However, this has called into question the policy we're seeing from the very top at the government, where the president essentially has been saying throughout his campaign last year and throughout his first few months in office that indigenous communities are in control of too much territory in Brazil and that there should be a mechanism to open up these areas to allow people to make money, to allow miners to extract the wealth that he says that is being unreasonably shielded under this legal system that prevents outsiders from lawfully entering these areas and exploiting them.
Ernesto, what is the ecological impact here if these miners and others continue to gain access to these lands? I mean, what are we looking at down the road? We know that we're in a period of intense climate change across the world. Tell us about what this would mean for Brazil.
Absolutely. The stakes are very high. So far this year, we're seeing a very steep rise in deforestation in the Amazon. During the first 6 months of 2019, there was a 39% increase in deforestation in the Amazon. We're talking about 1,330 square miles of forest cover that has been lost. The Amazon plays a huge role in climate change and in climate patterns because it acts as a carbon sink, the most important one in the world, arguably, according to experts. So if what we're looking at for the foreseeable future is sort of continued runaway deforestation, there's going to be a tipping point where large chunks of the Amazon can't be recovered. Even if you started planting trees and started really enforcing the laws, large sections of the Amazon would turn into savanna. And this could have catastrophic consequences for generations to come.
Ernesto Londoño is the Brazil bureau chief for the New York Times. Ernesto, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.